24 bicyclists from the Pi Kappa Pi fraternity toured Florida to raise funds for nonprofit centers for people with disabilities. On Friday, the cyclists visited McDonald Training Center in Tampa. Paul Parker is a Gear Up Florida team member.
And we've been working our way since Sunday the 17th of May across the state of Florida on a awareness campaign to put out the message of people with disabilities, the empowerment and the integrity that people with disabilities bring with to our community and the talents that they bring as well.
Parker owns a business near Atlantic City in New Jersey. He says that the fundraising trip is his vacation. He is also the top fundraiser for this year. He raised $10,700.
But to be honest with you, it's a collective effort. Every member on the team earned a minimum of $2,500 to earn the seat on the team. And that's just a small token of the appreciation that we all have. We all put in our time and our effort to physically ready ourselves for this tour, but what we get back out of it is far more than the financial aspect of giving into how we raise the money and what the money is used for.
Rita Hattab is an art teacher and a community relations coordinator at the McDonald Training Center.
We provide services that are vocational, educational, and residential. One of our most inspiring programs right now is that our individuals are the packagers for the SunPass transponder for the state of Florida. And with this occupation, they learn real work skills that translate into real jobs in the community.
At the center, the bicyclists visited with athletes with disabilities toward the computer lab and the production areas where the SunPass transponders are packaged. The visitors also donated money to the center.
Through their donation, we'll be able to buy some new touchscreen computer screens for our people to learn, because everybody needs to know how to work a computer now, and this is an important part of the skills we teach.
The cyclists also visited the MTC Fine Art Studios and met with artists like Mike Albitron and Glenn Nash. Nash has exhibited at the Tampa Museum of Art, the Tico Plaza, and other locations. Hattab shares his success story.
He had been an individual who had fallen through the cracks in the system. He had not gone to any day services program. He was at home with mom, who's quite elderly, and his support coordinator, who was a new one, brought him in to see this art program, and he became so comfortable that he immediately came to us and brought us a whole portfolio of work he'd been doing on scraps of paper and pieces of wood and anything he could get.
Albritton and Nash recently exhibited artwork at the University of Tampa's Carl von Hartley Gallery in Tampa. Hattab tells the visitors that most of the people at the center live in their own home.
With varying levels of support from us, but they're living a real life.
I think there's a huge difference between like institutions and like support centers, you know. Like,
absolutely.
One's looking to enrich on the other. It's just kind of like, I don't want to say taking care of them, but like, you know, just kind of moving along, nothing really.
Perpetual children.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who wants that? Really, you know that that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Everyone here has a high level of functionality. Like, you know, everyone, I've had engaging conversations, and they got a lot to talk about, so.
And they're cool.
The bike trip is a learning experience for all participants. Again, Pi Kappa Pi fraternity member Paul Parker.
What I'm going to take home from this tour is a stronger appreciation for those people in my life who do live physically with disabilities, but have brought those to the forefront of just doing what they can do, not only within their limits, but to go above and beyond that to make my life so much more brighter.
Parker says he hopes to deliver this message to the community.
As a community, as people, there is a massive sense of appreciation for each other that we just need to look for and appreciate, embrace that. And I hope that those out there who are listening and those who see Push America as we go across the state of Florida are able to bring that message within their own homes.
Over the past 10 years, almost 300 Pi Kappa Pis participated in Gear Up Florida bike tours. Each year, the team raises over $80,000 to benefit people with disabilities. Florida's annual 800-mile cycling tour ends in Tallahassee on May 30th. Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF News.